And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. I'm going to hit another mailbag show today. Got some great emails from our listeners. I really appreciate the emails, but send me an email. I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. And that LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited. Please visit our website, attend one of our free workshops. We are an educational and mentoring group, and we can teach you how to buy your life back by investing in rental real estate, cash flowing rental real estate. It is an absolute game changer, my friend, and that's what we teach. That's what we teach here, and it's what I learned a long time ago. All right, first email from Anthony. Mike, why did you move from single family home investing to multifamily home investing? So I didn't get out of single family home investing. My portfolio is less than it was in the past, but I did begin to focus and concentrating on multifamily investing. And I did that in 2018. It was time for me to go invest in that asset class. Now, prior to 2018, right, 2011, when I bought my first rental home, to 2017, I was buying rental home after rental home after rental home after rental home. So it was time. I was ready for a new challenge. But I'll tell you, frankly, the value of my real estate portfolio had grown significantly, right? My net worth had grown significantly. It wasn't in dollars. It was all in real estate, right? It was unrealized. I had done some refinances on some of those properties and pulled that money out and purchased more properties. But it was time to, rather than investing $15,000 to $40,000 in a house, it was time for me to have the ability. And also, really, I was just passive investing. There's nothing better, right? It's very hands-off. You're handing your money over. But I was able to invest in larger amounts than that, right? I was able to put in bigger chunks. So when I was looking at my real estate portfolio, I could see these multifamily properties and what I have invested in those and grow it on that side. So it was just time, really. It was time to jump up to that level. I wanted to learn about it. I wanted to meet lead investors. I wanted to know what they do. And ultimately, one day, I wanted to mimic what they do. So for wealth management, it's easier to invest bigger chunks. I do know some passive investors that have grown, and they'll get to, quite frankly, they'll get to over 50 passive multifamily investments. And they'll say, well, I was putting in 50 in all of these, or I was putting 100K in all of these. And now they're putting bigger chunks because they want to continue to invest that large financial portfolio, but they want to do it in larger chunks, therefore having less investments that they're watching. Now, they're not managing, they're not actively involved. I think it's just for them when they look at their spreadsheet and they can track what's going on in these properties and what they're paying and all that. I'll tell you, houses have a time component, especially in that early phase, right? That search phase and the rehab phase. It's going to take some time. Passive investing takes little or no time. You're going to review the business plan, the private placement memorandum, which could be easily 80 pages. So you do have to review that. So there's a few hours there. You have to compare if that property meets your strategy, if it meets the criteria you have set for yourself as a passive investor. So there's those few hours on the early side of passive investing. But after that, it's truly hands off. You're going to pay attention to your monthly reports. You're going to attend some Zoom meetings, maybe on an annual basis, some leads. Every lead does it differently, maybe on a quarterly basis. So there's some time there, but there is the advantage of being a true passive. Now, I'll tell you, homes, single-family properties. I moved in 2018 to multifamily properties, and single-family homes did nothing but appreciate. Then we hit that wall, right? Everything changed, inflation, interest rates. And a lot of buyers just held on. They're like, no, I want to sell at 2021 numbers. Well, they can't. And so now basically reality has set in those single family home buyers that are, home sellers that have to sell. They're having to sell, and they're having to sell at a realistic price. What am I saying? I'm saying that single family home real estate investing is fantastic right now. We're seeing 100,000 or 100% equity captures are happening again in the single family space. So, and again, I'm still a single family investor, but I began focusing on multifamily. If for nothing else, it was time and I could invest larger chunks of money. Great question. Thanks, Anthony. All right. Mark sent me a really long email. So I broke it into, and it's detailed. I broke it into several small questions, I guess. I broke it up. He basically says he's got a lot of single family rentals with no debt. And he's asking about delayed financing. So delayed financing, there's three components. It appears as a cash purchase to the buyer, could make you more attractive. You can refinance after purchase. That's how it's set up too. Soon after the purchase, within 6 months, let's say, you can refinance. I don't know if you'll get a lower interest rate. Maybe that's what's attracting you to it. If you think interest rates are going to go down and you're setting up this refinance after you basically pay all cash for the property. And the loan amount, so this is important, right? You want to refinance because your problem is you have debt equity, and here you are, you're basically paying cash with a future finance. I don't like the time delay there. If I got to wait 6 months to get my money back and go put it to work and buy more property, I don't like that. But when you refinance, the loan amount, you want it to be based on the ARV. Remember, we're buying distressed properties. So the delayed financing may say, nope, we're only going to refinance the purchase price. Keep in mind, then that means you're going to have a rehab component in that property. You're not going to be able to get the equity out there. So you're back to where you began. So not a fan of delayed financing if the whole goal here is to free your equity so you can go buy more properties. Again, do your homework, consult with a professional lender or two or three that can advise you. Keep in mind, we want cash flow, okay? We want cash flow and we prefer it to be tax-free. Those 6 months when you have somebody living in your property and you haven't done the refinance yet, you have the same problem that you had in the beginning is if your properties are all paid for, you're not able to depreciate against the property. So you're paying tax on the rent. So there's your other disadvantage. You have this debt equity doing nothing and you're paying tax on your rental income. That's why we tell you don't sit on a ton of equity in your properties. You need to be turning these properties or refinancing. I had properties that I had refinanced, same house, two different times. Okay, Mark, and also hard money lending. That gives you all the advantages of being a cash buyer that delayed financing does. So if, again, let's buy that distressed property, let's put a hard money loan in the front, let's come out on the backside with a conventional loan based on after repaired value, right? That's our equity capture. We wanted that loan based on not the value when we bought the distressed property. We want it on when everything's been fixed and it's new and fresh and painted and looks much better. You're going to get a higher appraisal, and that's going to give you the ability to get that equity capture that we're going to use later on to go buy more properties, okay? So Mark continues. It says, it seems a 1031 exchange makes sense if returns can be leveraged and depreciation reset, but how much equity, money down, does one have to provide in this market to make the exchange idea worthwhile for yield? Well, Mark, that's going to be a case-by-case basis. So I wouldn't sweat whether I'm in it for 25%, 30%, or 40%. I would sweat the fact that you have all this debt equity in those properties, first world problems, right? You've got an excellent net worth, obviously, because you have all these cash paid for homes, but we got to put that money to work. So a 1031 makes sense if you plan on continuing to own rental real estate. But the main thing is you have all this debt equity and you're worried about where interest rates are right now and should be worried on the fact that this debt equity isn't making you money. It's not growing. It's not going anywhere. It's just sitting there. And we need to go put it to work, right? So whether we sell, whether we 1031, whatever. We got to get it out. It's a big issue if you want to continue growing that net worth. So Mark continues and he says, I was thinking of migrating to other areas to find deals, but I'm not sure how I'd manage those properties. Now, he doesn't say where he's from, so I'm assuming this would be out of state. I wouldn't sweat it. If the property makes sense and it fits your strategy, whether it's in-state, out-of-state, local, don't let that get in your way. Again, we teach that you can hire a property. If you find a property in Atlanta, there's property managers. If you find one in Nashville, it doesn't matter. The property needs to fit. You need to have the cash flow component. So don't sweat that. And we've got people and members in all of these states and vendors that can help you. I also know people that self-manage out-of-state properties. That's up to you. Maybe that's something you don't want to do. But look, we live in a day and age of email, text, Venmo, online pay. There is so much technology out there that managing a rental property, whether it's next door or six states away, is not that big of a deal. We can teach that for you. And if that's something that scares the heck out of you, get a property manager. All right, so Mark's really thinking this through, and he's not seeing the big issue, debt equity. He says, I was recently introduced to a 721 exchange. Basically, it is the same as a 1031, only the money migrates to a REIT using an umbrella partnership REIT structure. Have you heard of such a thing? I am aware of this. Do not do this. You're going to give up all the benefits of self-ownership. The money's going to go to the REIT, not to you. Why? I want you to take advantage of the cash flow and all the ways to make money in those properties. I don't want some REIT to take advantage of that. We're just future money, I guess, is important. I'd rather you have the money yourself. And also, that sounds extremely complicated. Why are we complicating our life? The whole goal here is it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So let's uncomplicate it and let's follow the model that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back. Kicking around some emails today. Here's one from Daniel. And Daniel says, Mike, what do you think about the house listed below? And Daniel sent me a blast from a wholesaler. And if you don't know what a wholesaler is, they sell distressed real estate to real estate investors. And he sent it to me. And it basically, here's the information contained in it. Okay. It's in San Antonio. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. It's built in 1980. The sales price is $125,000. It is across from a golf course. That's what the write-up says. I don't know if across means across the street, across the block, 1,000 yards away. And it says it's near the airport. That's it. No address. That's what Daniel sent me. I have always said, friends, do not wing it and just go buy a house. Daniel, will this property make a good investment? That's my question for you. Based on what he sent me, maybe, maybe not. Okay, I like that it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage built in 1980. That is our sweet spot, right? Working class housing. It says the neighborhood. I don't know anything about that neighborhood. Is that a good neighborhood? Is it a distressed neighborhood? Is the crime high in the neighborhood? Is it a neighborhood that's being re-gentrified? what's going on in the neighborhood. I have none of the important information. Now, what is the decision-making information that we need to ensure that this is the right property? Well, the first question is, what's my cash flow? I didn't see that in your email. Daniel, I have another question. What is my return on that cash flow versus my out-of-pocket expense? Daniel, what's the equity capture going to be? And so my ultimate question is, you're buying it for $125. It looks like it needs some work. You're going to fix everything. What is that property going to be worth after you fix everything? And by the way, fixing everything, I didn't see the rehab expense in your email. I didn't see a breakdown. What are we going to fix? How much are we going to spend in that rehab expense? I hope you're using hard money. And hard money lenders, they will know what after repair value is. They will not know the exact number, but they'll have a great idea of what that number is going to come out to be. And they'll loan based on that. And that way you can include the rehab expense in the loan. It is a beautiful thing, my friends. After 3 months, you leave the hard money, you go to conventional, you refinance into that 30-year fixed, and then you go do it again. So what's that rehab expense going to be? Daniel, another important decision-making piece of information we're missing. What's that property going to rent for? Do you know? How do you find out what the property will rent for? Well, you do an analysis of all the other rental properties in the area. We actually have software that will do this for you. It's wonderful, quick, and easy to use that you can subscribe to. But we need to know the rents, because if we're buying it for X and we know the rehab expense, we can get an idea of what our mortgage costs are going to be. And therefore, based on the rent needs to be higher than all of our expenses. That's why we're doing it. That's where the cash flow comes in. So is it renting for $1,200 a month, $1,500 a month, $1,600 a month? What's the average rent in the area? And we want to take that average, okay? We don't want to take the high. We don't want to take the low. Remember, we're going to teach best product, best price. And while I'm at it, we're trying to figure out what our cash flow is, right? What is that property tax on this property? What is the insurance? What is the mortgage rate of your conventional loan going to be, so we can determine what all those expenses are, right? PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. Rent minus PITI is cash flow, and cash flow is the secret sauce. That's why we're doing this to begin with. So Daniel, your email leaves out the information that matters at first glance. If I'm just shooting from the shoulder, right? Taking a shot, I'd say at first glance, it looks all right. But now we need to look under the hood, right? We need to dig in and get all that other information. Here's one from a gentleman doesn't want his name shared, so we'll respect that. This may be the email of the year. Mike, how are Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily deals governed differently than outside syndicators? Fantastic question, because this really is where we shine. This is how we are different than these. First of all, we're not a syndication group, okay? Let me say that. And what this gentleman's talking about is, you can get on the internet and you can type in apartment investing, invest in multifamily, what have you. And there's going to be 38 different hawks out there that will be glad to swoop in and take your hard-earned money and go make themselves rich. I'm not saying they're going to steal from you, but what I am saying, and maybe some of them out there will, I don't know. So we are not syndicators. We're an education and mentoring group. We teach how to be a syndicator, and so our leads can network with other folks who want to be passive investors like myself, and we can meet these folks. And when they have an investment opportunity, right, a multifamily property that they have identified, if I am on their passive investor list, which means, do we have a relationship? Do we know each other? And if I'm on that list, then they're going to send out, hey, I'm investing in this property. It's in Denton, Texas. It's this many units. It's coming up. Is this something you're interested in? And if so, I'll put you on the list to receive the private placement memorandum. And they'll give you a little details or facts. That was really a 40,000-foot flyover. And if I like it, then I can invest with this individual, or he and his wife may very well be a team. We have a lot of husband and wife team lead investors here. But really, what this guy's getting down to is, how are we different than the outside guys? And this is where we set ourselves apart. We have an honor code, basically, and it's called the white paper. It's a very solid set of standards that's been developed over the years. And this white paper, it's a series of questions that the lead investor has to answer and include to any prospective investors. And the whole idea behind this is to ensure that the passive investors are protected from nefarious actions, but also hold our leads to a higher standard. So again, it's the Wild West out there. You can go invest with anybody you want, right? It's a free country. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we say, if you're a lead investor, you're going to follow a set of standards that's going to hold you to a higher level, that's going to restrict how much money you can make in a particular deal. Imagine that, right? The syndicator is actually restricted as to how they can set this business entity and how the passive investors are to be paid, and the fact that they're to be paid prior to everybody else in the deal. So when Del Walmsley, he was very aware of these situations, these issues that are going on out there, and he has the utmost integrity. This man protects the passives and becomes very, very defensive when he hears these crazy strategies. There's videos out there, people at seminars, not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited, asking them these ridiculous questions about how to go rip off somebody so that you can make money in real estate. No, no, and no. His main concern, it needs to be ethical, and we need to protect the passive investors, right? A lot of passive investors are new. They're just now educated. They may not have the savvy forte to navigate in and out of a private placement memorandum in on page 47, paragraph 3, subset 5. There's some discuss of a waterfall distribution, which is bad. They may not pick up on that. And so basically, our leads are required to follow this set of standards. And we want to make sure, Lifestyles Unlimited wants to make sure, Del Walmsley wants to make sure, again, we're not a syndication group, that those leads that are networking within that syndication group are adhering to these standards. Now, are there some folks that have broken from these standards and not followed the white paper? Yeah, it's very rare. Guess what? Those people are no longer members of Lifestyles Unlimited. None. They're out. You cannot attend our events. You cannot attend our networking. You cannot represent yourself as a lead investor of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, many of you out there may be saying, well, Mike, that's no big deal. They got kicked out of your investment club. Let me tell you what. I see apartment communities come across by a lead investor. And let's say it's, and this is not unheard of, a $40 million purchase. And this lead investor needs to raise, say, $15, $17 million. He goes to the passive investors that are on his passive list, that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited, that whose memberships are upheld, who have passed the passive investor certification. I've seen deals like that get committed to by passive investors in less than a week. These are people that can raise tens of millions of dollars in an instant because they proved themselves in the past and they're reputable, right? These are solid stand-up people. You get kicked out of Lifestyles and Unlimited, I don't invest with you as a passive investor, and about several hundred of my friends will not invest with you. You broke the rules. You did something unscrupulous, nefarious, whether on purpose or an accident, accidentally on purpose. You're out. And I'm not going to invest with you, and hundreds of other people are not going to invest with you. Unfortunately, people are great until the moment they're not. And I understand humans are greedy by nature. We don't want those people here. Not at all. So the white paper is what sets us apart. There's a guy out there, I'll tell you, he calls himself the Apartment King. He is not associated with us. He is not a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'll tell you, many, many years ago, he was. He came, he joined, he learned the methods that are taught by Dale Walmsley. And then I don't know what happened to this guy. Ego, greed, probably a little bit of each. He left and he formed his own group. And when you look at how he sets up his deals, he formed his own group because he wants to take advantage of people. I mean, I guess, I guess this person doesn't have any mirrors in their house, or their ego is so big they can't get past it to realize that they are taking advantage of people. But in the back of their mind, I'm still making people money. Yeah, but you just set up the deal to your advantage and you're making way more money. So I'm just going to read you what some other folks have written in my networking group. Here's one, and I'm not going to share anyone's names, but I'll literally read it. We attended a blank seminar. So this is another person's seminar that's not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, you can find these people on the internet. Before joining Lifestyles, it wasn't for us. We made the right decision by joining Lifestyles. Here's another one. Quote, one of the multifamily properties for which we are currently involved in was purchased from blank investor group. What I was able to glean was these syndicators on this property got their initial investment from the passive investors by immediately taking 10% of the funds as a finder's fee or something like that. So the passive invest or the lead investors, we require our lead investors to have skin in the game. These scoundrels, they just set it up to where once it was all funded by the passives, they suddenly took 10% for themselves and said, that's my ownership stake. So these people had no skin in the game. Do you think they care after getting that 10% what the returns for everybody else are? I will tell you, no. The same group has a waterfall format. What's that? That's where there's different levels of payouts based on your membership or your status as an investor in the property. Again, everyone needs to be on the same page. It needs to be fair for everyone. Here's another one. It says, I've been to several other syndicator meetings outside of Lifestyles Unlimited with attempts to fund deals with passive investors, and it's really sad. These guys are laughing their way to the bank. Here is a little bit of what they preach. One, they cap the return for the passive investor. That's wrong. That's persona non grata here. We're not capping anybody's return. You can make 100%, 200%, 500%, 1,000%. So I'm telling you, what sets us apart? Standards, the white paper, and doing the right thing. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.